Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Saturday, the 21st of March 2026. Today's topic is Good for Evil. Our text is taken from 2 Chronicles chapter 18 verse 7, 16 and 17. Verse 7. And the king of Israel said unto Jehoshaphat, There is yet one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he never prophesied good unto me, but always evil. The same is Micaiah the son of Imlah. And Jehoshaphat said, Let not the king say so. Then he said, I did see all Israel scattered upon the mountains, as sheep that have no shepherd. And the Lord said, These have no master. Let them return therefore every man to his house in peace. Verse 17. And the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat, Did I not tell thee that he would not prophesy good unto me, but evil? Key verse. 2 Chronicles chapter 18 verse 7b. There is yet one man by whom we may inquire of the Lord, but I hate him, for he never prophesied good unto me, but always evil. The same is Micaiah the son of Imlah. Ahab, the king of Israel, turned things upside down by calling good evil and evil good. He was not right. He hated God, ignored the warning from God's true prophet, calling him evil. The fact that he was defeated, killed in that battle, and his reign came to an end proved that what he called evil was actually good. That is what we see in the world today. Good are called evil, and evil are called good. There are presidents of nations who try to influence other nations to allow ungodly, indecent practices, claiming evil is now good. Even children practice lying, cheating, and joke thinking that they are smart. There may be schools who allow cheating in examination as a way of success, and they claim it is a good attempt to help the students to succeed. There are friends who trick their friends into cult groups, saying they want them to have power. There are others who dress in indecent ways and call it modern fashion. No matter who practices it, evil is not good. Isaiah, the prophet of God, puts it this way. Woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. Isaiah 5:20. You must turn away from all evil before God can bless you. Prayer for today. Lord, help me to turn away and be separate from evil people who call evil good. Amen. Further reading. Isaiah chapter 5 verse 20 to 24. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.